Mobile.
KFW Mobile.
Again, KO4CEF. Andrew, how you doing today?
Not bad, just enjoying the air conditioning this morning.
Right. You know, when it's 80, when you walk out of the house, it's going to be a hot day.
First thing in the morning, 80 degrees. Yes, I'm going to be good.
101 on the way coming home yesterday.
My wife sent me a picture from the house, the weather station I got in the backyard. It was 100 with a heat index of 115 with the humidity.
See that, man? It was hot at the plant yesterday.
The hall I work in has air conditioning, but man, I still had to have a little fan on. I couldn't imagine some of the other places I used to work with it at 100 degrees.
Same problem. It was 95 in the plant in the wintertime.
You get days like yesterday and this week, and be rough. And then my wife yesterday, I was telling her I really would love to go to the beach for Father's Day weekend, but she's got bunco going on. But she's like, "What about Kings Mountain?" I'm like, "Are you crazy? It's gonna be hot." She says, "I know. I just play with you."
The AC in the camper be running wide open all the time, right?
She was talking about going stand in a tent because she knew I was
this morning.
Yeah, usually whenever I'm on the way down 292 towards the interstate, that's whenever I can see it when it's on that side. Yesterday before bedtime, but I figured it was already too late when I texted you about 6 meters.
Yesterday?
It was definitely open. I couldn't get anybody to reply to me as far as FTA, and I wasn't really hunting anything. I mean, it was nothing I heard that I needed as far as a state, unless I just want to pick up more grid squares or whatnot. But and then when I checked the map, I mean, it was pretty wide open. I mean, I could hear states as far as Nevada, and of course you got all up in Maine and down. But it was pretty wide open
this weekend, because you know you can go from what 50.1 all the way up to like 53, but everybody was crowded. You know, below 51, or actually below 50.5.
Figure that out. Now, you know, now 6 meters has repeater frequencies, kind of like 2 meters does. So, you know, that I think people try to avoid the repeater inputs and outputs and stuff like that. So that's probably a portion of it. But 6 meters is huge, and you know, everything I see is usually, like you said, 51 and below, and most of them are, that I see, are below the FT8 portion. You know, it's the whole band can be used for data or voice. It seems like everybody tends to go below. Like last night when I heard somebody talking, it was at like 50.15, you know, down in that area that they were talking on the radio.
We're talking during the contest, and that, although I think from 0.1 to 0.125 or something is generally considered for the DX, and that, but up there at the repeaters are FM, so it shouldn't mess with anything when you're up that high.
So and I think the one that's on you know, up around Caesar's Head, I think it's got a tone as well. So I don't know. I don't know why people avoid the whole top end of 6 meters. I'd probably say the top two-thirds of 6 meters.
Yeah. You know, people were on top of each other, and sometimes people were actually on the same frequency, and they were fading in and out at different times. I got two operators on the same frequency, just, you know, 30 seconds apart, and that, because they were, you know, one would fade out and I'd get the other, and then he would fade out and I'd get the other one.
You know, you'll hear that on POTA a lot, you know, people doing POTA or something, you know, where they can't hear, but it's always funny to me when I hear that, because it's like, you know they can't hear each other, and they're just talking normal. No, you know, they don't even realize each other are there. But I don't know. It's just so weird every time it happens.
The other day to get my 6-meter repeater programmed in my radio, but it we had to go run some errands and that, so I plan on this week trying to get that programmed in.
Yeah, we should try this 6-meter single 5-band. You know, I don't know, because on the map I'll see some, you know, where I'm picked up somewhat close, and then the rest of them are a lot further. Then you get the first hop, I guess from the, I don't know if it's sporadic-y, I really don't, you know, but then it'll get a lot wider on the map. It's a lot further out. But yeah, we should definitely try it out.
Station in Inman, it came in good, but then the station that was up by Charlotte, I mean, I could hear him, and I tried him, but I guess he never could hear me.
People on 6 meters tend to use beams.
One didn't understand.
Most of the time, I think a lot of people on 6 meters tend to use a beam antenna.
How about that? Not very big.
A huge antenna to do the 6-meter beam, and I think it takes advantage of the openings when they happen.
With mine, I mean, I got all the way to Nebraska. I thought that was pretty impressive. And all the way down to Austin, Texas.
I didn't hear a lot of people calling yesterday, CQ, but I heard the one guy from Texas was calling, and to me, on 6 meters, that seems crazy impressive for what it is, that you're getting that much distance out of it. I don't know why that is. You know, you get it on HF, but for some reason, 6 meters, that just seems like it's crazy to get that much range out of it.
With the magic band, right?
I guess so, because when any other time of year, when it's not like it is now, it's dead. You don't hear anything. There's one beacon. Some guys got it set up on, you know, same area up around Caesar's Head, and I can pick it up most of the year. But it's not very far at all, plus it's on top of the mountain, so I can usually pick it up with it doing its Morse code.
It is it on?
It's down around like 50, 065, somewhere in that area. I'll have to find it again, because the Straight East Entry Club is 50.090, and it's down below that. I just can't remember how much. It's either 20 or something like that. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Right down that low.
All I'll hear on 6 meters is I can pick up that beacon, and that'll be about it if it's not open.
Digital up around 50.3 something up there during the contest.
Gate is 313.
Contact, so I thought that was pretty good for 6 meters, and if they'll confirm some of them, I'll pick up a couple of new states.
Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I threw my call out a couple times last night. I never got anybody replies. I guess they really didn't need South Carolina, and I wasn't really hunting anything specific. I just did it, and I was playing with the roof. I solved it, you know, without having to read the directions. And so I would throw my call sign out on FT8, and then I'd go back and I'd solve the Rubik's Cube. I'd just go back and forth.
On the radio last night, by the time we got done, I walked the dog late, and then we grilled out and everything, and it just laid around and didn't really do much of anything. It was too hot to do much of anything.
I tell you, usually what I'll do is I leave my radio on 50.313, and if I turn it on and I can hear stations on there, then I might listen and see if there's anything else. If I don't hear anything on 313, then it's pretty well closed, because the FT8 is usually the first thing you'll hear, And if there's none of that going on, there's not much anything else.
They're just not used. Because it's amazing that every band that we think is open and closed is always open during a contest.
It's always weird. I mean, I know 6 meters has, you know, different propagation. Different ways that it'll propagate. So when there's none of that going on, it's, you know, you probably still got close range in a single five band. You probably get, you know, who knows how many miles out of it, 50, 100 miles maybe, who knows. Because even in the off season, I've gotten some contacts in some close in states before. You know, when I first got my technician. And so, I mean, I don't think it's ever truly closed. But a lot of people are doing the same thing. They're just kind of listening, and if they don't hear anything, they don't do it. Since I think 6 meters is seasonal, I think that plays a lot into it as well. You know, certain times of year, people just don't even try.
I was noticing I'm about 25 contacts away from having 1,000 contacts since I got on HF.
Considering you don't do any digital modes.
Talk on it, you know what I mean? And that way, you know what I mean? I know I heard them and they heard me.
Get it, I understand it. That's a lot of time, and that's, for me, I think sometimes that's the appeal of the digital. Like if I'm, you know, sitting at the house in the evening, I got off work and I don't feel like talking, I can jump on digital or just not jump on the radio at all. But, you know, it has its draw, just depends on the person, but yeah. I still think it's really impressive having 1,000 contacts, all voice, and never done any digital modes, because you just pick up a lot of contacts just doing digital in general.
Tom saying, you know, in zero TR, you know, he's got, you know, the CCDX awards and everything and a lot of contacts in that, but he doesn't have it on single sideband, because he rarely uses it.
Say he's not using single sideband. He's saying he's all FM, all his contacts FM, or is it saying on digital?
No, most of his is CW.
I still wish I could get to that point, but since I don't practice enough, I don't know that I'll ever get there.
Really carry on a conversation in CW.
Yes, like I said, if I do it, it's got to be slow. I'm forward in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm going to have to get on in here and get ready for the meeting. So you'll be safe on the road this morning, and hope we'll holler at you maybe this afternoon. I'm going to try to get out at a good time. I may actually get off a little bit earlier than you, so we'll see. But anyway, I'll keep an ear out for you, and like I said, we'll at least talk in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have a good day. Stay safe, and try to stay cool, and I'll try to catch you later. KM4TFW.
Now, Patrick will probably be on today because he said he had a daughter's appointment, so you'll probably be at work by the time he gets on. All right, KO4CEF clear. 7-3.